tells the story of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai when he was sick. It says, "Kishachala Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai nichnasu talmidav levakro." His talmidim, the brachos chavchesim aviz. The Bryce quotes the story where the talmidim come to visit Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai when he's sick. Kevin shirau some his chil of chot, and he began to cry once he seen upon seeing them. Amrlo talmidav ner yisrael amur hayimini patisha chazak mipnei mata boche. In layman's terms, you're a tzaddik, why are you crying? Armelahem, ilu lifnei melech basar adam, hayu molichen osi, shayom kanu machar, bekever, shim kois alai, kaaso kas olam, I'm sorry, I skipped. Shim kois alai, ein kaaso kas olam, bim osreni alai, ein yisuro yisar olam, I'm going to walk in front of a king who gets angry at me, it's not eternal. If he puts me in jail, it's not forever. If he punishes me, it's not eternal, it's not long lasting, it's not eternally lasting. I can appease him with my words, and perhaps even bribe him. I would cry anyway. Kaso kashlom, if he gets angry, he gets angry eternally. Bimo sereni yisrolam, and if he asks these things, I mean it's forever, it puts me in jail, it's forever. Bimo misani misas shalom, if it kills me, it's eternal death. Meini yochel lefaisim at the bar below shachar b'mam, and I can't be mefaisim with words, nor can I bribe my way out below od. That's reason number one of crying. Because I'm about to meet my creator, Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to meet God. And I'm just petrified. I'm just scared that perhaps I wasn't as righteous as I could have been. Before I get to the second, V'lo od el sheyesh lefnei shnei drachim, there are two paths in front of me. Achas shel gan eden v'achas shel gehenim ve'eni yodea ve'ezim olichen osi v'lo evkeh. Am I not going to cry? There are two paths in front of me. Before we continue with the story of Soloveitchik, used to point out, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, you think there's a chance you're going down under? You think you're going to go to hell? What does that say about everyone else? Give out. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's not pashut, he's going to heaven. So there's one answer which I thought of, which is not Rabbi Soloveitchik said, and is what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. The answer I thought of is every single one of us is judged based upon who we could be and who we should be and not who someone else is. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was upset because maybe he could have done better. The famous story of Zusha at the end of his life, I'm not crying because I have a great heritage. If God asked me, why wasn't I as smart as Rabbi Kiva? God, you didn't give me the strength to be that smart, but why weren't you the greatest of Zusha you could be, the famous story. And Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that Gemara says, Olam Habaz, Olam Hepechu, because there'll be Rashi Yeshiva and Gedolei Hadar who are not in the same Madrega as Olam Haba, as some person who barely went to shul every day. Because ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on who we could have been and should have been and not who someone else was. So perhaps one can argue that's why he was scared, because everyone gets judged based upon what they could have done. And maybe Rav Yochanan Zakkai was really scared. Soloveitchik pointed out something else based upon the Gemara in Yin, says the Rav. Soloveitchik pointed out that it was Dafka of Yochanan ben Zakkai who was asked by Vespasian, what do you want me to do? And he suggested three things. He asked for Yavne v'chachameha, a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok, and to not destroy the Davidic dynasty. And there's a lot of Musa to be learned from that alone. You have three wishes. One, to take care of an innocent man, an individual. Leadership is not just about the cloth, about the yachid as well, but not for now. But what he didn't ask for is the Beis HaMikdash, to be spared. And explains Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to his grave not knowing if he made the right choice or not. All his life he carried the weight of that decision on his shoulders, because what would Jewish history look like if he would have asked for the Beis HaMikdash and they would have granted it? You don't know if they would have granted it or not. So says for Soloveitchik, that's why he had the weight of his shoulders. That's what he had two paths in front of him. However, the story in the Gemara Brachos continues. Amru lo, they said to him, Rabbeinu,
Barchenu, bless us, Amar Lehem.
And here comes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's bracha on his deathbed.
Yiratzon shetehe mora shamayim alechem kemora baser v'dam.
You guys really want Yirat Shamayim? Halavai, you would fear God the way you fear people.
Amar lo talmid avad kan.
That's it? Kind of a stinky bracha.
Amar lehem halavai teidu kishadim over avera omer shelo yireni yada.
When people do averos, they want to hide them from other individuals, from other people.
But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
people are not as afraid to hide it.
Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai blessed his Talmidim, Tanoyim, like himself.
Don't be as afraid of people as you are of God. Pardon me. Be afraid of God as much as you are of people. Not even more, but halavai, you should fear God the way you fear people. People are so afraid to do averus in front of others. We're so worried about our reputation and not that worried about God. People are worried about how's it going to look and how am I going to project my image to the world. People fall trapped into worshiping their reputation. Many people worship the house they live in, the car they have, the college degree, you know, that says they went to some prestigious college. After all, I got into X, Y, and Z. The clothing they wear, their popularity, their social skills. These are all just indirect ways of worshiping your reputation. I am great because I have a great house. I have a great car. I'm very wealthy. I have a good job. I have a beautiful wife. I dress very well. My kid, we all fall into this trap of worshiping everything about ourselves in order to further positively project our image, our reputation to the world. And it comes to a point, explains Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in this Gemara, that how religious we are depends upon how religious of an image we want to project. We keep Torah mitzvot because we want the world to see us as frum. We have an easier time sinning in front of God than in front of other people. Religious worship, service of Hashem, falls short prior to maintain and withhold the relation, the reputation we want to. It's totally natural, totally normal, but it's certainly not great. It's nothing to be proud of. Very often, our religious observance, how much we learn the Beis Medrash, if you're up till 2 in the morning learning, if you daven with your eyes closed, very often, even that is just another way of showing people, respect me more. We all want respect, we all want covet. To deny it is becoming subhuman, non-human, or at least disingenuous. The goal is to try to channel it. The goal is to try to refocus it. Very often telling ourselves, I value religion more than I value my reputation, will slowly but surely rub off. To say you don't value your reputation at all is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Rav Amital, who was Rashid of Bush, used to say, I like COVID. It's because I'm human. Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to tell people when he got married, the best way you can compliment me, he was telling Chassan, he goes, the best way to compliment my wife is tell her the house looks great. For me, where I lived was an extension of my dormitory. For her, was an extension of my personhood. When the house looked good, when things were clean and neat and organized, and the house matched, my wife felt great. Aesthetically beautiful, my wife felt great. Me, the best way you can compliment me is to say, I gave a great cheer. It's called being proud of what you're supposed to do, being proud of your accomplishments. Of course, it has some type of elements of guidance in there, but you're supposed to challenge it towards being proud of what you believe in opposed to worshiping yourself. Very often, we do all the right things because we're living the correct religious life.
the religious circle is going around properly. We should keep it circle. The mitzvah is properly. The real sense of Shmiras HaMitzvah is Avodas Hashem. But instead of Hashem being at the center of our circle, we're at the center of our own circle. We do everything right because we worship ourselves. And perhaps the Yochanan ben Zakkai's dying comments were, life is all about Hashem. Worship Hashem. Have fear of Hashem. Have Hashem in your life. Do mitzvot because that's what Hashem values. And perhaps that even explains his opening line, where he contrasts going to a melech bas v'dam to melech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on his deathbed had this in mind. In a certain sense, at the end of his life, his point is, don't bother worrying about people's reputations. It's so challenging not to. It's so easy to fall into that trap of worrying about how people look at you. Ultimately, what's important is not how others look at you, but who you become, how successful you are in the eyes of Hashem. No one's ever perfect, but that shouldn't help us from trying. Shouldn't stop us from trying, pardon me. No one's ever going to be 100%, not that I know of, lishma, where everything they do is 100%, because it's Baruch or nothing else. But the more we kind of direct ourselves and channel ourselves and encourage ourselves to do what's right because it's right, because God says, because we value Dvar Hashem in this world. Merits Hashem, the bracha that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave to his Talmidim will be blessed upon and bestowed upon us as well. Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy and plan living significantly more than Rabbi Yochanan was at that time, but I bless you and myself as well. We should worry about how Hashem looks at us more than how our friends look at us. We should worry about sitting in front of Hashem more than sitting in front of our friends. Our religious observance should not be revolved, should not revolve around how our friends look at us. But ultimately, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us. And perhaps there's no greater preparation for during Rosh Hashanah than to recognize this fact. Because ultimately, Hashem is the Melech. And we serve Hashem because He's the Melech. And as challenging as it is, and as tempting as it is for us to want to serve our reputation and our projected image in our friends' eyes, Rosh Hashanah reminds us Hashem created the world today, and that makes Him king. Let's be Mamlech Hashem. Let's try our best to realize who He is. Let's try our best to not get caught up in our own reputation, but rather to serve us, Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.